Thank you, Mr. President. In my intervention, I would like, on my part, to dwell on the issue of the INF Treaty, which has a direct relevance to the CD work. The relevant statement of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine on the termination of the INF Treaty was released on August 2nd this year. In this document, Ukraine has expressed its disappointment with the termination of the treaty on the elimination of the intermediate range and shorter range missiles, following the situation around it caused by Russia's actions. The Ukrainian side expressed its full understanding of the US move in response to Russia's non-compliance. Over the last three decades, the treaty was a cornerstone of strategic stability and global security. Ukraine was strictly adhering to its provisions throughout the entire period of its existence. During 1988-1991, all ground-based short-range and immediate-range ballistic and cruise missiles, as well as 25 related facilities, were decommissioned in Ukraine. Ukraine, together with the United States, condemned the development and testing of the PC-26 Rubezh ballistic missiles, which has a range of 2,200 kilometers, as well as further improvement of battle and operational capabilities of the Iskander-M missile system. In Ukraine, we are particularly concerned with the fact that Russia developed and deployed nuclear-capable intermediate-range missile systems at range within reach of several European capitals, as well as the fact that in March 2019, Russia conducted military training in occupied Crimea involving the use of Iskander-M missiles. I thank you, Mr. President.